The next patient is Barbara Miller, 71-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. However, this CKD.
Doc, a message on Terry Jerome.
This kidney disease has progressed to stage 4. The patient has the functional kidney, that is the left 88%, the right kidney works 12%. The patient has evidence of significant proteinuria, more than 2 grams per gram of creatinine. Continues with a blood pressure that is elevated. The blood pressure reading today was 157 over 87. And after the insurance quit approving the use of Bydureon, the patient has gained significant amount of body weight and the blood pressure has been elevated. The hemoglobin A1C is 9.8. Among the medications that the patient takes is Farxiga 10 milligrams, but despite of the administration of Farxiga, the patient has proteinuria, period. The patient is explained about the risk that she is confronted with if she continues with all these parameters out of control. Number 2, arterial hypertension. The patient has a blood pressure today, 157 over 87, a body weight that is 11 pounds higher than before, 218 pounds. She's drinking more than 3 quarts a day. She says that she's drinking water all the time. The physical examination with PTA MA2 over 4 in the lower extremities. She is using, quote, Himalayan salt, unquote, period. The patient was discouraged from that practice. We have to achieve blood pressure control, and we have to decrease the sodium intake, decrease the fluid intake to 50 ounces in 24 hours, and take the blood pressure medications. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C 9.8. We are going to start the patient on Bydureon, 7 milligrams on daily basis. Excuse me, no. We are going to start the patient on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S. 7 milligrams on daily basis. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Instructions and side effects were explained and discussed with the patient. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the history of aortic stenosis that is followed by the cardiologist. The patient has a systolic murmur in the upper left external border. That is 2 over 6. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I neglected to mention the presence of severe hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 290 because the patient has not been taking the atorvastatin. She has the prescription in the pharmacy. She's going to pick it up. I invested 12 minutes review in the chart and the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.